This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, coming up at 6:45, we're going to give you a chance to win Metallica tickets. We are prepping Metallica Survivor.
Very good.
Get on the line. We ask you some trivia questions. The last man standing or woman standing wins
woman,
the tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium.
Very good. Should be a great show.
Some of my questions are just rudimentary.
That's okay.
And then I thought this was a tougher question, and Cakes was like, why don't you just ask me my middle name?
Well, I mean,
which I know is Martin.
That is true. I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask because I've been listening to Metallica since the mid 80s. So it's been quite a run. It's been a stretch.
Do you remember your first Metallica show?
Of course I do. I mean, again, yes, JP, I remember my first Metallica show.
Who else was part of the Metallica show?
You ever hear of a guy named Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, but how many times have you seen
Metallica? opened for Ozzy Osbourne the first time I saw them.
Have you seen them a lot?
Probably seen Metallica over the years.
5 or 6 times?
At least that. Probably 7 or 8.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Something in that range, yeah.
Has Amy ever joined you at a Metallica show?
No, not once. Never.
Your brother's probably been to a bunch.
Sure, yeah. That's more of a male bonding thing right. than going with your wife.
But there are women that go to Metallica shows.
Of course, sure there are. There are tons of women that go to Metallica shows.
So,
but like Amy,
she's Taylor Swift
she's
and
okay.
Sugar Ray.
She can listen to Metallica, but she's not like into Metallica. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not really her thing.
She can tolerate it, is what you're saying.
Correct. Much
she
like,
tolerates it. Like she like probably she, likes, you know, some of the mainstream hits.
Yeah, that's fine. She can listen to some of the deeper cuts,
but then
more,
if you play Creeping Death, she's probably out.
Yeah, I mean, I play Four Horsemen, she's probably not gonna be sized. But what are you gonna do?
Now you've gone on record and said that you're not a Valentine's Day guy. You don't like to celebrate it on the day or do
cool
dinner.
Cool Valentine's Day.
Right. You don't like to go out to dinner on Valentine's
that
Day.
That part is correct.
To
yes.
you, you think it's amateur night, like going out on New Year's Eve.
I kind of think the same thing too. Yes.
So, and tonight you have your poker, so you're off the hook completely.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything for AIM?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not
right.
really. I mean, we're going down to see my son in North Carolina early on Saturday, so we're just going to spend the weekend there and. No real plans for Valentine's Day.
Right. JP, you're going to do a dinner.
We're doing a dinner. I already laid out the present this morning.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you got her a gift?
Ahead of the game.
Yeah. You got no gift.
I mean, I got flowers last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I put that on the dining room in kind of the setup. And then
he's going hard. He's going bang.
The
yeah.
present, I don't know if you ever heard of mixed tiles. It's not expensive.
No.
So
I don't
mixed
know what
tiles
that is.
Are, it's pretty easy to use. They're pictures. If you pick your pictures, you send them to Mixtiles and they put them in frames.
Mm.
And then the frames have like a Velcro, which makes it easy to put on the wall.
Ah.
So I had 4 pictures of actually her with Isabella.
Okay, nice.
And then they suckered me into, there was like a sign. But I mean, I got this
you?
All for like $100.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 4 pictures of Jess and Isabella and a sign which says love.
Yeah, I think what Amy Allville is going to come home to, because I'm not even going to see her. I'm going to be heading out to MGM probably at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. She's probably going to get a card, and like a balloon, and maybe like a stuffed animal. Like, hey, it's just going to be very, very low-key Valentine's Day.
JP's the odds-on favorite to get lucky.
With all his...
I would think so, yeah.
With all his...
All his NIL money. Yeah, all his NIL money.
I wish.
He's going to go to the natty all that.
I'm going to get lucky if I, like, flop a set on somebody at, like, 7 p.m. tonight. That's going to be my version of getting lucky.
Right.
Yeah, we're doing a later dinner, 8:30, because...
I did a later dinner last night at 5:45. I felt like that was kind of later.
Well, at least you know your food's fully digested by the time you go to sleep.
Well, it certainly was.
But you don't have to worry about like babysitter situations covering that.
No, don't have to worry
about that. I got to make sure that Dylan can watch his sister. Mm-hmm. That's taken care of. But she's still a little bit tough to get down to bed. So figure have him come. Well, he's going to be over.
Yeah.
But have him take over at like 8 p.m.
Sure. And just
then it's less for him.
Tell Dylan to give her a shot of Benadryl and tell her to go to bed. That's the easiest way to go to sleep.
Drabby, what are you doing? Are you taking? Do you guys going out with the kids or anything for Valentine's?
I hope not.
Are you like Jason that you have to give your daughters Valentine's gift?
No, I mean I choose to do that.
Oh, you do.
I haven't figured out what I'm going to get them. I'll stop someplace today and get them something.
Something I ever did. I never.
My wife got
kids.
Something yesterday, and she was like, "Are you going to get her something?" I was like. She told me she was going to the Hallmark store to get some sort of heated stuffed animal that she really likes.
I
said, well, put my name on that.
It's fine to get him a gift, but I've never thought of my kids, my daughters, as my Valentine. You know what I mean?
It's a day for love, Rick. You just tell your kids.
What do you mean
love.
It's a day for love? Is that the cliche? Do people say that?
No, I don't know. It's just you show your affection toward your loved ones.
Kids get sized.
I do that every
day. It's for little kids.
I do that every day. I mean, she must have had girls, so. You would have thought it was Halloween. She got like 40 pieces of candy yesterday because in her class,
school,
they all exchanged Valentine's, which
yeah,
I know
that
we did
little.
When we were kids.
When you're little.
But I feel like when we were kids, all we got were like those nubs, like little hearts. You know what I'm talking about?
Chalky hearts. They're terrible.
Yes, they sucked.
They're the worst.
They would say be mine or something like that.
But if you're a sugar addict, you'll eat them. I'll eat them.
But she had a haul.
Yeah.
I mean, I was almost like Halloween.
Right.
They'll come home with a lot of, my kids will come home with a lot of candy today.
How old are they now? Four?
Yeah.
So next year will be?
Like, 5.
No, but I mean, next year's kindergarten?
No.
You're going to hold them back?
They can't even go. They were born in October, so they will be 4 when school starts.
Good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want
them
to be the
shrimps. I mean,
bad
for another year of paying for daycare and preschool.
Ah, you got to. Who cares? Life's short. What do you care? 1 year.
Dude, daycare is expensive.
No, I know.
It's super expensive.
Yeah, it's pricey.
I mean, I think it was
expensive.
Double what I pay for Catholic school. Preschool. She went to a Montessori school. It was a show.
Right. No, believe me, I know.
So we're going to talk to Paul Rabel here in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, Paul's supposed to be calling.
Before we get to that, some breaking news in the entertainment world, Cakes.
Really? Good or bad? It can't be good. It's probably can't
hearing,
be good at this
by
point.
By the way, I'm hearing conflicting information.
Kanye West's marriage looks like it's on the rocks.
I'm sure that affects my life in any way, shape, or form.
But I bet you know the name of his wife.
I know the name of his goofball wife, Bianca Censori.
Yes.
Just because Valdez is obsessed with her cans. I mean, she should be in your top 10 list, Valdez. Your all-time list, your collated report that you gave that I think is still over here. Yeah.
They're very impressive.
The top 10 breast ranking. Like, who would she knock out? Let's see.
Jessica Rabbit.
Can't knock out Dolly Parton. Can't knock out Paige. Tyra Banks, I mean, I don't know who Christina Hendricks is, but that picture's a little bit of a show.
Let me see the picture.
Who she is.
Everybody knows who she is.
She's the secretary in Mad Men. She has red hair.
I didn't watch Mad Men.
I've never seen 1 second of Mad Men.
She had an infamous red carpet moment. I think that's
she did?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, those are like double Z's or something.
She can't knock out the AT&T commercial girl. Because, I mean, she's...
Those
underrated.
Are sneaky.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see those in the commercial.
Yeah.
She definitely covers them in the commercials.
Now, what's her name? Because I know Flo from Progressive.
Her name is Milana Vane True.
No. Her character name. Does she have a character name in the commercials?
I just call her AT&T girl.
Oh, it's isn't it Lily? I think her name in the commercials
might
be
right.
I shouldn't know that, but I kind of know it.
Yeah, hey, you're a ball knower like me.
Anyway, hey, EB, do you at least know?
Moving on.
Do you know who Flo is in the ads? It's for insurance.
I mean, he's got to know that.
No.
Progressive? You've never heard of her, like Flo from Progressive?
Yeah. I don't watch commercials.
All right, who cares about Flo? I want to talk about Bianca Censori.
Okay.
And
being back out on the market. I'm sure that they're getting divorced.
That's just the rumor that's what's going on. And then Kim's posting Instagram photos last night looking exactly like Bianca Censori now.
Is that what she's doing? That's her bit now?
Well, I think she kind of looks like
No.
Kardashian.
Look at the photos. She's like has her wet hair all slicked back and she's wearing this like the spandex thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly like the other girl.
Her Skims, you mean? Isn't that her brand?
She does have the Skims. You'd have to see it. It looks like she intentionally looks like Censori. It's a weird thing they all got going on, and I don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't know. Clearly, Kanye has lost his mind. I don't know what's going on. And she is definitely under his spell. I don't know what she's doing.
We didn't get to one of my It Ricks Me or whatever we called that segment yesterday had to do with Kanye West because the executives for the Super Bowl on Fox, they were apologizing because they ran his ad. Well, what do you expect? The guy has professed I love Hitler, and so his ad was just directing people to his website, which then had, you know, the Nazi symbol and everything. The swastika.
I just don't understand what he's doing with that bit. It's crazy.
Those stupid officials, you had to know who you're getting in bed with, but they're like, oh, this guy's going to write us a $7 million check. I guess we'll take it.
I guess. All right, is Paul on? All right, so Paul Rabel's on. He's is our buddy, of course. He's the LeBron. He was once called the LeBron James of lacrosse. You remember that?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
One
of the all-time greats. He and his brother have teamed up. They've created the Premier Lacrosse League. They were originally on NBC. Now they're on ESPN.
And, of course, we're minority owners of the Whips.
I know.
Allegedly.
I know. My heart is still broken after the big loss in the championship game.
Yeah.
Paul, are you there, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Paul?
So Paul and the guys, they're all they're at the St. James. It's their championship series, and also this year, it's kind of had a big debut for your women's league, right?
Yeah, we started WLL in November, and they're debuting this week, halfway through the tournament. It's been awesome to see.
No, it's amazing. And is it safe to say, or am I wrong? Like Charlotte North needs to be your Caitlin Clark, right, of the WLL?
I mean, I think so, and if the rest of the world thinks so, we're going to begin to print money.
Right.
Right. Good to print. Got to do it.
She's insane. I mean, she's leading the tournament in goals. She plays a different style. She shoots the ball over 90 miles an hour. We're starting to consider helmets for the women because no one's played the game like Charlotte does. So I guess like shooting a three from the logo as Caitlin Clark did. She's a guaranteed 5 to 6 goals, so worth the price of admission.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, is she bigger than the other girls? Like, what's her deal? I'm just looking it up.
She's from Texas. She was a high school All-American basketball player. She could have played Division I ball. She's not bigger than everyone, but she's just so athletic. She's strong and fast, but she plays the game with a different style. So if you see the men shoot underhand and sidearm and jump shots on the run, she brings that to the women's game.
Right. Did she have, like, older brothers?
Scratch their head. She's a rule breaker, man. Like Jim Brown, who played lacrosse in the 50s, they built a bunch of rules that we use today around his dominance. One is chesting the ball, because he would take the stick and clamp it against his chest because no one could take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And they go coast to coast and score. So everyone's like, nah, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Charlotte's doing that to the women's game.
Right. It's amazing. And so because you guys are all there at the St. James, and it's not all of your teams, right? Is it just the top four?
Yeah, it's the top four. So this is sort of our FA Cup. So to qualify for the championship series, which is the Olympic format, because lacrosse will be in the Olympics for the first time in 100 years in LA 28. So this is a sixes format. That's why it's played indoors. And if you qualify for this, that means you finished in the top four of last season. So we have four PLL teams and then four WLL teams. And the chance is to win a double. Like if you guys watch the Premier League and you win your league and then your domestic cup, you got two titles in the season. That's what this is about.
Right. It's really cool. And so you still have tickets available. You got games.
Still tickets available.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the St. James, we play Friday, Saturday, semifinals are Sunday, championships on President's Day. Saturday is two doubleheaders. Tonight, you have 6 and 8 p.m., New York and Utah, and then California and New York on both PLL and WLL side.
It's actually really cool.
There, EB. I think we're getting you there.
Language. Watch the language.
On air. We're getting...
You're trying to give them the pressure.
I will say this, though. I've loved being out there to see it in years past. They got a great setup.
Yeah. I mean, and it's faster paced, right?
Oh, my God. They score 100 goals.
So the championship series is Olympic rules. So it's basically 5-on-5 with goalies. So we call it sixes because there's six on a side on the field. But it's played just like basketball. Face-off starts the quarter like a tip, and then it just goes back and forth. Someone scores, it goes in the other direction. It's like watching NFL blitz. For lacrosse.
Yeah, it's wild. And here's the great thing about it, if you actually do go, they got like bars everywhere, great food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
like St. James is nice.
It's a total, no, I'm saying they have special stuff right there on the field.
Yeah.
You know, like suites you can hang out right on the field, behind the goals. It's great for kids. It really is a good hang. There's no question about it.
Yeah, we try to make it our version of an NHL or NBA product because, as you guys know, who've been to games, you know, lacrosse stands for a lot of why ESPN invests. It's the future of sport. We have a lot of young kids that are playing the game. It's the fastest growing participatory sport. But we got to get more adults at the game. And so you create more of an adult environment, which is what EB's talking about. And I think if anyone shows up, they'll have a blast.
No, yeah. 100%.
Hey, before you jumped on, we were talking about Valentine's Day. Do you care about Valentine's Day?
He's still in a dating
Is he dating now? I don't know.
Some famous actress.
No, guys. Yeah. I've taken the next step.
Nuh-uh.
I've got a great, amazing woman in my life. Her name's Vanessa Kirby. And she's in London right now, so we're doing Valentine's Day from afar. I sent her some flowers.
Hold on, there you go. I don't even know. I guess I'm so dumb. Is she's the one that's like super famous, right? Vanessa Kirby.
She just was in the trailer of Fantastic Four.
Ooh, that's pretty big. Right. That's pretty famous.
She's an extraordinary, extraordinary person. Shows up on stage here.
It also happens to be super hot.
And gives me a lot of feedback on lacrosse because the Brits aren't as familiar with the game. And so she says a couple of things. She thinks it's the toughest sport she's seen. There's a lot more scoring than she sees with Chelsea Football Club.
Right.
But she says the substitutions are mad and hard to follow because we sub more than hockey. And hockey, like lacrosse, is the only game that doesn't sub with a official break.
Right.
I mean, he's
and then we have long poles. Which some people are like, why are these guys out there with 6-foot poles playing defense? And that's another thing that you don't have at the championship series. All sticks are the same at the championship series.
Right, which is pretty cool. By the way, I saw a little viral clip of like A-Rod interviewing you. Like, how did that go down? Like, what was that?
He has this podcast called The Deal that he runs with Bloomberg. And A-Rod's looked at our business a few times. He wants us to bring a team to Minnesota. But he had me on his show, and we talked about pro sports and the PLL for about an hour. And
nice.
I think overall it went well. Somehow it managed to make its way on your algorithm.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So if you bring a team to Minnesota, then you get his money. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, him and Mark Lohr. Yeah, I think the two guys that won a big case.
They just won a lawsuit.
So they just won that. So they have the Timberwolves and the Lynx, and he's trying to continue to build out around Minnesota. I'm sure the Vikings are of interest and soccer, things like lacrosse. Same thing as what Ryan Smith is doing in Utah, they're doing in Minnesota. It's becoming a model that obviously Ted and Zach Leontis have done it in Washington, that owners of sports leagues are finding a lot of scale.
Right. No, that's awesome, man.
Well, all right, so the St. James, and it's all the way through Monday,
through
President's
Monday.
Day.
Get your tickets, go hang out. You can bring your kids, they'll have a blast, and you can go there and have a cocktail and have a nice little, I don't know, fancy little appetizer or something. They got good food over there, actually.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have like a bottomless beer deal as well. So for those of you that want to,
now you've piqued my
interest. He's just thinking about going.
My head over there.
Yeah, we got a good setup. No kegs and eggs because we're playing at night, but maybe we'll cut some steak if I see you there.
All right, perfect. Hey, thank you, Paul. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you all.
All right, congrats on all the success.
Thank you, man. Go Whips.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Go Whips,
go Whips,
baby.
That's right. Somehow we're owners, but we haven't seen a dime.
I need a Whips. I can just pay me in merch. Just pay me in beanies and hoodies, and I think I'll be good.
Hey, I was watching them in the championship game.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I know.
That's your
owner.
Team.
That's my team.
It's your team, of course.
Who's your favorite player?
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Great like, answer.
It's like asking who's your favorite child.
Is Matt Rambo on the Whips?
Good answer.
I
mean,
I know Rambo's on it.
Yeah, of course.
Good answer. Stud. Now, all everybody right. Go out there. Get out to St. James. It's actually a great product, and you'll have a good time.
Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.